Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're joined this morning by wine nerd and resident jack of all trades at Riverland Wine Centre. It's Sonia Fitzner. Good morning again.
Good morning, Brooke.
Now, we have got some wine open in front of us here.
Whole studio smells of wine.
Yes. Great. This is the best thing ever, right? For what are we, 8:30 in the morning?
Oh, God, this smells amazing.
So you want us to taste this. Walk us through quickly what it is.
So Menthia, so it is a medium weight red wine. Mm-hmm. So this is a 2020, so it's relatively young. So what I want you to do, though, first, before even tasting it, I want you to really give it a big swirl in your glass.
Okay.
All right, because we're not doing this to look pompous. We actually are doing this.
Although it does look great.
Oh, it is great. And so what were you doing? Go on.
I'm still going, still swirling.
Bob's
okay.
Bob's looking nervous. Bob, you've got to get into
no,
it.
I thought I'd swirl enough.
That's not a swirl, that's a jiggle.
Yeah.
You're not going to spill your wine. So
you're fine. Have trust in the wine. Sorry, Sonia.
I don't have no trust in myself is the issue.
For people who can't see this, so you sort of just, if you've ever seen someone doing the mad jogger at a disco, it's like that.
Let's,
in a glass.
Let's get into the wine, though. Let's not, like, we're not here to discuss technique of that.
So what we're doing, we're swirling it around to get still doing oxygen. It. Yes, most definitely. This is a young wine. You need to be letting it breathe. Mm-hmm. This is what you're doing. So you're swirling it around, you're letting the oxygen get into the wine, and it's releasing those aromas. All right?
Right.
Okay.
Then do we get to taste it now? Yeah, so excited.
No, not taste it. So what we're going to do first, though, is we're going to smell it.
Okay.
All right, so stick your nose in. Don't, you know, get to the point where you're going to be snorting it up in your nostrils, but just, you know, put your nose into it and just have a sniff.
Ooh.
Have a sniff.
I have had a sniff.
Do you get anything? Or what are we getting?
I'm not going to tell you what you're going to get. You need to tell me.
I want to say cherry initially.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's my first go-to.
Now, for someone who's already worked in the industry, you can tell me what kind of cherry.
Oh, gosh, that's harsh. just a straight up, are they black cherries? That's what they're called, aren't they? Just a straight up.
Well, is it a sweet cherry? Is it a sour cherry?
Oh, sour.
Ooh,
sour, I would say. Yeah.
What about you, Bob? What are you going to get?
Look, my sense of smell is not particularly good. I'm getting the fumes, but I'm not getting the...
Tastes like grapes. No.
Would you say?
But it's, you absolute grape over here.
It is interesting just to see how the shift of smell, because I smelled it when it first went in the glass versus all the swirling whatever sort of I might have latched onto is now a little bit different
Do you know what I do when I'm not smelling anything anymore? I take the glass away and just, you know, take a deep breath from out there and it sort of almost clears your nose. Or have a drink of water.
Should we have a taste and just see what you go with straight away, Bob? I'm interested. Yeah. All right, let's do that. Have a little sip. Go
so ahead. Much pressure. It does taste very, like, red, very dark, like, sort of currant-y, sort of... not that I've had a lot of cranberry, but that's sort of the...
Absolutely.
The strength of it.
Yep, so a little bit of that, those sort of sour fruits. Absolutely.
Well, look, Sonia, that is just a taste of what you know. No pun intended there. You've done a great job of explaining it to us. And if you do want to, or someone wants to come and try one of your masterclasses this weekend, what's the best way to sort of get in touch and
book? So you go on to the riverlandwineandfood.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you'll see in the events section, there's a thing called Jack's Corner Introduction to Wine Tasting. So that's it.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we might catch you out there at the Riverland Wine Centre.